The Latin Lover, a pocket dictionary of the language of the Catholic Church, compiled by the Pope's own Latinist, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster.
Hello there, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, delighted as always to be back again with Carmelite Father Reginald Foster. But I believe that yesterday you were busy with a congress, is that right?
Yes.
About a pope, a congress about a pope, Pius
II. Yes, extremely important and interesting.
How do you say all that in Latin?
Maximi momenti atque mirabile.
Who was Pius II?
He was a great man. He was one of the, second big Renaissance popes.
Who was the first?
Well, Nicholas V was his certain predecessor. 1458 to 1464. 6 years in there.
How'd you say Renaissance?
We say the age of the arts being reborn, Rinascimento, Artium Renascentium. And I have their envelope here. And the envelope has Artes Renascentes. Got it? The arts being reborn.
Silvio Piccolomini
from Siena and other places. Have you ever been to Pienza?
Yes.
He built that town, you know. It was named after him.
It's a beautiful town.
It's a gem sitting up on the hill.
Yeah. It's a moon-like landscape.
Oof.
How do you say that? Moon-like landscape in Latin?
Terra lunaris.
So he built that city, Pienza.
Well, he was born there, and then when he became Pope, it was Corigliano, and he said, now that I'm Pope, what do you think about changing the name in honor of me? So it was made the city of Pius. You see, Pius II, Pienza, Pius, and that's his palace there, and we have in Latin, that's what I'm going to talk about on Friday. Say, listen, friends, I'm gonna screech at them on Friday.
How do you say screech in Latin?
Okay. Vociferabor. Die veneris vociferabor.
We still use that word, vociferate.
No? Yeah, okay, to raise your voice. Because if you don't know Latin, you're finished and out. And he describes the church, and he describes his palace, he describes the square. He describes a little kind of a well there on the corner you don't remember.
Yes, I have. I've seen it.
He describes every single thing that hasn't changed in 600 years.
It's a well that's underground.
Yes, and then he has a beam up on top. And zip, zip, zip. All that stuff is described. The holy water fountains in the church are all described in Latin. And that's what I'm going to scream about on Friday. If you don't know Latin, out! You're finished. Pius II means nothing to you. And then I'm going to give them a sheet because they just talk. A sheet of some examples of his Latin. Oh, out of this world.
Like what?
Well, the famous Two Lovers, the story of the two lovers. It's so sweet you cry. That he wrote when he was a layman. Lucretia and Euryalus. Oh, and they're in love, and then he has to go and she dies. Oh, it's very sad. And it caused an incredible uproar in Europe because it was the first kind of like love story, huh? Love novel written around him. It was all over Europe. Pius II.
How do you say, well, before he was Pope?
Yes, 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 when he was a layman. Yeah. Because he was, okay, 58. He was only 53 when he became Pope. And died when he was 59.
How do you say love story?
It's the Romanensis. We say Fabella Romanensis. A romance, a story.
So it's
beautiful. And he did all kinds of... He wrote his famous autobiography, Commentarii, 2 volumes that I have, where he describes his election, where he describes the history of the church. He wanted to start a crusade against the Turks. And after much effort, the poor man, 5 years of effort, he gets the Christians together out in Ancona, you know, on the sea out there. And he goes out there to bless the fleets going off to the Turks, and he dies.
Pius II, that is.
Yeah.
Well, can you say that in Latin?
And he was there, et mortuus est prospiciens classes contra Turcos profecturas.
Prophet
the fleet's about to depart against the Turks, and he never saw it, and it never happened, you know. He's a great man. He's at San Andrea della Valle. He's buried there on the left-hand side, and his nephew is on the right-hand side, Pius III, who lived only a month. But these are the people. I'm going to give it to them. I'm going to give them hell because I'm going to tell them, if you don't know Latin, Pius is meaningless.
You're going to give them hell.
They're going to get it. They're going to get it.
How do you say that in Latin?
De runci nabo, eos de runci nabo. I'm going to cut them down to size. De runci nabo. It's there in your dictionaries. No, that's coming up this week, and I'm all in. They said, you want to give us the text of your speech? I said, there's going to be no text. I'm standing up and talking the way I feel for 15 minutes. Boom.
We say speaking ad lib in English.
Ad libitum.
And which comes
from? Libitum, of course, is from according to what is pleasing. Mm. Ad libitum, according to what is pleasing.
So you're ad libbing.
Ad libbing. I'm not going to ad lib. I know exactly what I'm going to say. Mm. Oh, I'm going to love it. I'm going to be pounding the pulpit.
Pounding the pulpit?
Pulsavo. Legilevo pulpitum pulsabo. I'll be beating the pulpit. Pius II is one of my favorites. He's the greatest thing in the world. But if you don't know Latin, forget it. Go out and get a pizza or jump in the Tiber. Out!
You've been listening to Latinist Professor Reginald Foster in a program presented and produced by Veronica Scaresbrick.